Uh-huh. We're not gonna see your face or nothing. It's just you're listening to your answer to the question. Okay. So hello, my name is Marvina. I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and I'm talking to the community today about how the pandemic has affected everyone. Can I have your first name?
Brianna.
Brianna. Okay. So what has been the biggest challenge to you and your family during the pandemic?
Just keeping hygiene, like you know, just minor stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything that has been good for you and your family? Anything good that's come out?
No.
No? Okay. And what is one word that would describe the pandemic to you?
Card. What's the name of the card that you get for the COVID?
Huh?
The little card that you get for the COVID.
Card?
The card. The little business card they give you once you pass.
No, they want to know, what can you give one word that describes how the pandemic?
I can't think of one.
Like, you know, you could like say like it's been trouble, it was bad, like a lot of people say, you know, just any.
I can't think of one.
Okay. Is there something that you hope will come out of, what is it, something that you look forward to coming out of the pandemic? You know, like for you, your community, or
it was, but I can't remember what it is right now.
No, I'm saying like something that you look forward to, like some people might say, I hope that, you know, people will start loving one another again, or some people say,
yeah,
I miss
love,
the hugs.
Love again.
Huh?
Love again.
Okay, because I can't hear you on the thing.
Love again.
Okay, and where do you get your information from that you trust, like, you know, about what's going on?
Libraries.
From the library? Okay. And have you had any problems with a child care or anything like that throughout the pandemic?
No.
No? Okay. And do you shop at this corner store right here?
I do.
You do? How often?
I buy every day.
Every day?
Yeah, like every single day.
Okay. And so how well is the grocery store? Do you shop at your grocery stores as well?
I love the grocery store.
Okay, okay. And so how do you think the fruits and vegetables are here?
This is amazing right here. There's a little small place. They just got fresh vegetables put in the store recently. So
it's
easier, you know, instead of having to go all the way down the Safeway, you can just get up, come here, make spaghetti, whatever you want.
Okay, okay. And have you had any problems accessing food throughout the pandemic?
No.
No? Okay. And have there been any barriers, you know, walls put up throughout the pandemic?
Certainly. Can't get into places without masks and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. And have there been any programs that have made a difference for you and your family? May it be food programs, where they're giving away food, any kind of programs. Have there been anything?
Yeah. There's been a few.
Okay. Would you like to name one?
Calvary Christian Center.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And do you use WIC?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And if stopped, why? So they want to know why you don't use it anymore.
My kids are older now.
Kids too old for it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So has there been anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't discussed here today?
No.
No?
I'm glad that you asked me those questions.
All right. Thank you. So one more thing. How do you think the government has done throughout the pandemic?
Horribly. But they're going to get better.
Okay. You think it's horrible, they're going to get better. Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for participating.
Okay.
Come over here and get you something. Whatever you want off this table. Melissa. All right, do we need a picture?